We were ambushed. The deal had been done and the terms of reference had been signed off yesterday morning before he met us. We had hoped for constructive conversation with him because he did say he was going to reconsider his position at the last meeting. But unfortunately, he didn't. And he got the terms of reference signed off and is going ahead with an independent review.
Do you think Simon Coveney and his officials expected you and your colleagues in Women of Honour to say, OK, that's all right then, and turn around and agree?
Yes, I think they emphasised that all the other stakeholders had agreed with the new terms of reference, and they were very happy with that. Now, that's since been disputed with the RACO statement said that they weren't completely happy, and neither were PD Fora, but the minister gave us the impression when he met us that all the other stakeholders were very happy and that he was looking for our support and also to agree to his new terms.
It must be difficult to be regarded and referred to as stakeholders, because this is effectively your lives that's being spoken about here, not just something in which you have an interest.
Yes, I suppose I never looked at it like that. Yeah, I suppose you're right. Yeah, it is our lives. I mean, we're fighting to get, as I said, always our 4 A's, our accountability and the action and our apology and our acknowledgement. So, but with this review, we're not going to get. We've got our acknowledgement. We've sort of got half an apology. Well, he said he wanted to apologise again. But the action and the accountability is not going to come from this review, because the review has no statutory powers and has no ability to compel witnesses. And there's a huge conflict of interest because it's still within the confines of the Department of Defence. So how can you investigate yourselves, you know?
You've made it quite clear at this point that you and your colleagues in Women of Honour have lost confidence in Simon Coveney, and you want to go straight to Taoiseach Micheál Martin for your next meeting.
Yes, that's correct. And while I was waiting to go on with you, we've got confirmation that we've been invited to meet the Taoiseach on Monday morning.
Are you hopeful that meeting will be more constructive and you'll get something from that meeting that you didn't get at the meeting with Simon Coveney, and at the very least you'll see yesterday's decision and announcement deferred and replaced with something that suits more what you want?
Yes, we're hoping that the Taoiseach will see our point of view and make it a more constructive review. I mean, he can still call it a review, but once it's been given statutory powers of investigation and the ability to compel witnesses, then we're happy for them to still continue to call it a review. But with statutory powers and to compel witnesses, that would be our ultimate goal for that meeting.